It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's November 10th and 11th, depending on when you're listening to this, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. And just a brief update, we continue to do oral health days for veterans in need of oral health care. That continues to be an issue. Just basically the way the VA process work, having nothing to do with the great people at the VA. It's just that 9 out of 10 times, if you're a veteran and you go to the VA, you're not going to be able to get your dental services taken care of. So give me a call at 223-1300. That's my direct line if you're a veteran. And if you have acute pain issues with your teeth, I'll try to connect you with a number of dentists that on a informal basis have agreed to treat veterans. Want to give a big shout out to Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and general manager of the Fisher Cats. He joined me for last week's show, and in a week, 1 week from now, November 17th is the Granite State Baseball Dinner, and you can get tickets there by going on nhffishercats.com. But it is Veterans Day weekend. So it's very appropriate that with me is retired Commander David Kenney of the U.S. Navy. And thank you, Commander Kenney, for joining me this weekend. I know you're a busy gentleman, and thank you for your years of service, you know, to our country. We can't thank you enough.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Tom.
So tell us about your career, including you were commissioned to the USS Constitutional, quote unquote, old Ironsides. That's always intriguing to me, as I mentioned to you offline when I was a kid in the Boston area public schools. That was a yearly field trip. Used to love that. But tell us about your awesome career.
Sure. I started. I enlisted in 1975. I graduated high school in '73 from Burlington and did 2 years of college, and then decided I wanted to see a little bit of the world. So. I enlisted in the Navy in '75 and spent the first years as in active duty, and then transferred over to the reserves in 1980. But when I applied for my officer's commission in 1989 and was selected, I was able to get commissioned on Old Ironsides, which was February that year. It was pretty cold, but the Old Ironsides is actually a wonderful asset in our area. And it is still a active commissioned Navy ship. So it was a great opportunity to get down there and have a chance to stand on history and raise my right hand and swear in as an officer of the United States Navy. And after that, I continued on until I retired in 2015. My last duty assignment was here in NOS Manchester, where I was a commanding officer of a unit there. As well as the officer in charge of the Navy Funeral Honor Guard for the state of New Hampshire. So I did that for about 15 years before I retired.
Awesome. What a tremendous career. And you got your master's in business administration and business leadership from Franklin Pierce and Ringe, and love that school. I was there last May getting one of those honorary degrees, and Franklin Pierce has a lot to offer. And to me, it's like a hidden jewel in Ringe, New Hampshire, and I'm glad that it's I've been able to thrive and survive in this kind of world where it's hard for smaller colleges, if you will, to thrive, but they really have taken a strategic direction to sustain it. So congratulations on getting your MBA there.
Thank you.
So so today's topic is the New Hampshire Veterans Heritage Learning Center, and I've had your colleagues on in the past, and of course, when I was chair of the State Board of Education, one of the things that, we've always been looking for is what we call these, real-life learning opportunities. And so when I first got exposed to the Veterans Cemetery and then the Veterans Heritage Learning Center, really put a big, huge smile to my face, because I know that children, they can learn history and science better when they see the relevance, and they may not even know that they're learning history when they, when they visit something real. So tell us about the Learning Center in general and where we are with fundraising, et cetera.
Absolutely. Well, I'll start off by with a little history. I mean, we started out with this project back in 2015, roughly, and we had a vision, and that vision was based on some information we had received about a teacher that was using the cemetery actually as a learning environment for her students. And that piqued our interest. And like you, we had the same idea that we felt that children today in the school systems were not getting enough of the history and the civics, if you will, but most importantly, why it was important for veterans to serve and what their contributions were. So we came up with the idea of the Learning Center back then and broke ground in October 2016 and had the building built within probably about 6 to 7 months. And then our task was to actually engage a company called Boston Productions, who came to meet with us, and we sat down and gave them essentially what we wanted to do inside the Learning Center. And we charged them to draft an idea or a concept of how we could utilize this space as a center for teaching kids about New Hampshire's military history. And it's a very rich history. It starts with the late 1600s. Goes all the way through present day, of course, and we wanted the center to represent that entire era, but at the same time be somewhat of an interactive and multimodal type of center to keep interest with the kids. And so we interviewed teachers. We actually interviewed kids. We brought some kids in and asked them specifically what would interest you and bring you back to this center. And they were very honest with us. They told us exactly what they thought. And so we took all that feedback and we put it back into the design of the center. And we just recently had a donor appreciation event for the center. We have all of our static exhibits set up in there now. And then on November 11th of this year, which is the 100th anniversary, of course, of Veterans Day, we are going to open the center to the public. We do have the good fortune of having Colonel Art Bean, who will be turning 100 years old on 11 November, and he will be our ribbon cutter for opening the center. So we're very excited about having it open to the public, but we do have more to do. We've got a lot of the static exhibits, as I said, but we've got more of the interactives to put in there, and that's going to take some more funding, of course, and a lot more commitment of time and design, because we want them to work right when they get in there. So we're going to be doing that and working hard on that over the next year or so. We've set a goal for ourselves to try to have all of the interactives in by Veterans Day of next year. So that's pretty much where we're at right now.
That's awesome. So kind of take a step back. One of the things I've learned in doing this show is that New Hampshireites, they don't realize all the jewels that we have, you know, within our own state. So, for example, the Discovery Center, formerly known as the Crystal Call Planetarium, which is right across the street from Northeast Delta Dental. Some of my own employees haven't been there, and then we have things like the Flume. So tell us where the Veterans Cemetery is so people know how easy it is to get there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, to your point, it's surprising to me sometimes that how many veterans even that don't know where it is. It's actually located on, if you go 93 North, it's right off of exit 17. There are several signs, actually, that mark the exit. So once you get off the exits, it's approximately 4 miles from the exit, right in Boscawen. And there's a large granite sign that marks the main entrance. So when you come up on it, you can't really miss it. But I can tell you that everyone that I've spoken to, as soon as they turn down that driveway, and they see the row of flags down there, they just are totally awed at how beautiful the grounds are and how serene and how pristine it is. So.
And I've heard that a lot, that those words exactly. It's like, oh my God, this is right, you know, right here. And those of you that like to ski and take exit 17 to get to Ragged Mountain, worth the trip. So for this Sunday, if you're listening to this Sunday morning at 7 or Saturday at November 10th, can you just show up anytime, or is there a formal program?
Well, there actually is a formal program, and it's one that we hold every Veterans Day. The program starts at 11 o'clock, and that's typically held out at the Circle of Flags, which is in the center of the cemetery. And that runs for typically about an hour. And The Legion, I believe, is running it this year, so I'm not sure if they have anything special, but I'm sure they will in recognition of the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day. But then shortly after that ceremony is over, we plan to have our ribbon cutting for the Learning Center at 12:30.
And so when I promoted this last year, we did have a great turnout. You should try to get there a little bit before 11 o'clock for parking.
For parking, absolutely. Yep.
It's probably the one day where you have to kind of get it get it coordinated. But it starts, as you would think, military, et cetera, it starts right at 11. So try to get there. Don't rush there. I just wrote a book on mindfulness, and part of being mindful is not rushing every place. So it's a great day. I've attended, and then we have the added bonus of the 100-year-old veteran. So that's pretty awesome. The website is nhvca.org, and so I understand that you will be establishing or maybe already have an endowment fund to sustain continued operations for the Learning Center, because I know that's one thing that I always, when there are these great initiatives, I always get the question from well-meaning New Hampshireites, well, what about 50 years from now or 20 years from now in terms of the maintenance? So tell us how you've been able to do that.
Well, the endowment fund was recently set up by the board. We took a vote on that recently. Obviously, as you had indicated, we see the need to make sure and ensure that the center continues its operation in perpetuity. I mean, we want this thing to be a long-term project, and we want students to be able to visit the center for generations to come. And so part of that is ensuring that the operations are sustainable, and also that we have the ability at some point in time to upgrade and to update both the software and the interactives and the exhibits there to make them new and fresh, so that people will want to come back and the teachers will want to come back.
And in this day and age, I think to get the attention of the students, you have to do that. So that's
absolutely
great to hear. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Here we are November 10th and 11th, and Veterans Day is November 11th. So happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans, and hope to see you at the Veterans Cemetery right off exit 17, right to go up right up 93 and on Veterans Day itself. And I learned that last year that unlike, I know other things where we move it to a Monday holiday, the Veterans Cemetery celebrates it on the exact Veterans Day of November 11th, and there's going to be a great program at 11 o'clock. So if you're listening to this at 7 a.m. on Sunday, plenty of time to get there by 11 a.m. Don't rush there, because we do have to coordinate parking. And again, the website is nhvca.org, and there are plenty of opportunities, naming opportunities for the program, the Veterans Heritage Learning Center. And I want to give just again a big shout out to Commander Kennedy for all of his work, and as well as his colleagues such as General Dastin, who kind of introduced me, to this concept. And when this was introduced to me, I was chair of the State Board of Ed, and we were into all of this interactive learning and real-world learning, and that's the best way of getting children interested. And then I heard from the New Hampshire Historical Society that they were concerned that when the fifth graders come to the State House now for their day, they don't even know enough to ask questions, so they've had to kind of redeploy their approach, because in the old days they could maybe ask about the War of 1812, versus the Civil War versus the Revolutionary War, and educate children that way. But you can't even get into the arena now. So all of this kind of came together for me. So to see the Heritage Learning Center up and running, and of course we do need additional funding to continue the endowment plus the naming operations, because as Commander Kenny said, we want to make sure this stays, forever. So please go on nhvca.org, and you'll see a very easy to see button in terms of donations. And again, for me, having worked a lot with veterans in terms of veterans count and on the oral and dental care, I think we can't do enough, for our veterans. So Commander Kenny, you in addition to this sideline of being on the board for the Heritage, you know, the cemetery and the Heritage Learning Center. You're involved in a number of organizations that serve our veterans, including the New Hampshire State Veterans Advisory Committee, which you chair. So tell us about some of those organizations.
Yeah, that's that actually keeps me pretty busy, particularly during the legislative season. So the State Veterans Advisory Committee really has been around since around 2001, when it was reconstituted by Ken Leidner, who was working at the State House at the time. And Ken was very active with the Vietnam veterans at the time. And Ken and I were good friends. And so we decided to reconstitute the committee, and it's just grown substantially since then, to the point where right now we have 19 representative organizations sitting on this committee that represent key veteran organizations around the state of New Hampshire. And our primary purpose is really to advise the legislature on matters related to veterans issues here in the state of New Hampshire. So we do get involved quite a bit with legislation every year when it's presented. We have a very astute legislative chair, Kevin Grady, who goes up and testifies for us when we have a position on a particular piece of legislation. We have guests that come into the committee each month when we meet, which is typically the first Tuesday of the month. That inform us on all the new services or anything that's related to new veteran services that we're not aware of yet. So in addition to our endeavor to help with legislation, we also are somewhat of a communications conduit, if you will, for a lot of these folks that are coming online that want to help vets and are trying to figure out where that first reach out should be. And I can tell you, you know, over the last decade or so, most of these folks, when they've asked and said, well, where do I go when I want to reach out to the veteran community? Usually SVAC is the first place that they're told to come and present what they have. So it's really been quite a rewarding growth to see SVAC go as come up as much as it has.
And SVAC stands for State Veterans Advisory Committee. So thank you for your work on that. And I feel like I'm so honored that you're sitting next to me. I mean, your history. Okay, so you have received the Meritorious Service Medal, Navy and Marine Corps Commendation right. Medal, 4 awards, the Navy Achievement Medal, 2 awards, the National Defense Service Medal, the Armed Forces Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, the Reserve Meritorious Service Medal, the Meritorious Unit Citation, 3 awards, Humanitarian Operations Award, the Military Voluntary Service Medal, the Navy Reserve Medal with the Gold Hourglass, the Navy Recruiting Ribbon, 3 awards, and the Overseas Service Ribbon, Pistol Expert Medal, and Rifle Expert. So not only all these awards, but you're also quite you can use the guns pretty well, I guess. So.
it helps to go out and practice once in a while.
Anyway, but congrats. I mean, that is just these are. In preparing for the show, I kind of looked up some of these awards, and these are compelling decorations that Commander Kenny has, and it's just amazing. Now he's taking all of these great talents and working with the Cemetery Association as well as the Learning Center is just incredible. So I'm honored to sit next to you. Thank you for all the service and all the things you've done. And so I think we now need to take it to the next level. So all of my CEO friends, all of you that listen to the show on weekends, I know you're out there because you tell me. I was running the New Hampshire half marathon last weekend. I'm so slow now. Most everybody passed me, but as you were passing me, 2 or 3 of you said, oh, I just heard you on the radio, which was at 7 a.m. So I know you are out there listening. So go on nhvca.org and make a donation, because we do want this Veterans Heritage Learning Center to withstand the test of time. And if you have the opportunity, whether it's on Veterans Day this Sunday at 11 or some other time, just go right up exit 17, and it's definitely worth the drive. So if you kind of take a look at things in its entirety. What do you think is the number one veterans issue? When I talk to the folks in Veterans Count, I know that it's what people don't realize. Someone gets deployed, but life goes on. The roof still leaks. There are health care issues. Yep. It's almost like support of everyday stuff people don't realize is so important. So what do you see as the number one issue for veterans these days?
It's hard to pin on just one, but I will say that, healthcare, it continues to be a number one concern for a lot of veterans and their families, I might add. Here in the state of New Hampshire, I mean, we've got a number of challenges here with regards to a lot of great services, for example, being provided. But at the same time, the veterans and the families don't always know where to go to get that information. And so we on SVAC, for example, I've been working with, Joe Moncher and a number of people in the state, Bill Gaudreau and a few others, to actually try to corral a lot of that information and make it available. And so we're starting that process of educating different agencies, educating the public about 211, for example, which can give them access to immediately to services, bunch of referrals. And then, of course, the VA has a number of hotlines available when veterans need help. And then, as you had stated earlier, Veterans Count, which has been a huge, huge help here in the state with regards to getting assistance to veterans very quickly. And so I think in many cases when we hear about veterans who need help, a lot of times it's the timeliness. It's getting that help to them as quickly as possible, whether it's a health or a suicide-related matter. Of course, timing is
so
clearly
important.
The essence, and it's very important.
And that's a topic I work with retired Supreme Court Justice John Broderick on, mental health awareness, changedirection.org, and I know that the suicide rate of veterans, is disproportionately high. So, And the Veterans Count folks I work with, one of the things they say, and this is, I'll say this to my veterans friends listening to this, is that veterans, people that serve in the military are used to helping others. And so it's sometimes hard for them to ask for help because they're used to being on the other side of that, but they have to get comfortable, with the fact that there is Veterans Count, that there is the State Veterans Advisory Committee, and just, reach out.
That's right. That's right. And that's not an easy thing to do.
So getting back now to the Learning Center. So the future vision is to include the Learning Center as part of a larger New Hampshire history map. And I think it's so cool that I'm really smiling from ear to ear here, because for me to see this sort of extended learning opportunity in action, and for kids to learn history while they're sort of not even learning, knowing that they're learning history, is really what it's all about. But what do you see as the greatest challenge ahead for the Learning Center to make sure to keep it vibrant? And again, if people want to donate, it's nhvca.org. I know you have a vibrant board, so the governance seems to be in place. But what do you see over the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, the next 2 or 3 years, one of the things that we certainly want to do is, as you had indicated, we want to make this part of a greater experience, if you will, throughout the state. When we first devised the Learning Center, we thought, gee, this is going to be a great nexus for the cemetery, because we have the 20 points of history there, and then we have all of the grave sites out there where the veterans themselves, even though we have quite a few that are buried there, one of the things we like to say about the Learning Center is that we don't want their stories to end there. And so part of the purpose of the Learning Center is to actually provide a means in telling their story, so that the kids of this generation, future generations, can actually learn about these people and realize that they were people, that they made sacrifices, and those sacrifices paid dividends. And that dividend, of course, is our freedom.
Exactly.
And so one of the things we're hoping to do with this, of course, is we want to expand the curriculum. We're looking to work with teachers one-on-one, so that we get an idea from them what they're teaching, when they're teaching it, and we can actually theme the Learning Center along those lines. So if a teacher comes in, for example, and says, for the next couple of months, I'm going to be teaching World War II, we can actually change all those hometown hero kiosks to represent veterans that served in World War II from New Hampshire.
I think that's really cool, and I learned this when I interviewed one of your colleagues, just in addition to sort of general World War II history, to tailor it to people that we may know in New Hampshire or their descendants is just really awesome. This Sunday, 11 o'clock, come on out, 11 o'clock, exit 17, New Hampshire Cemetery. The Learning Center, if you want to donate or learn more about it, nhvca.org. Commander Kenny, thank you for leading this and for all you've done for our country and for New Hampshire. That means so much. So thank you very much for joining me this weekend.
Thank you. It was an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
The honor was ours, of course. nhvca.org. Learn more about the New Hampshire Veterans Heritage Learning Center and please donate.